Thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you've opened up the doors how you opened up the way, made the crooked, made the rough claims. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless this day in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you bless our ambassador, First Lady Betty Johnson. In Jesus' name, look on her right now, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, woman of God, woman of honor, woman of integrity. Bless right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we ask, look on the mother of the nation. Bless her, lift every burden, oh God, in Jesus' name this day. We pray, oh God, that every soul on this prayer line receive a miracle. Receive your benefits and your deeds and their blessing, their miracles, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I just want to honor you right now, Lord God, just by saying thank you. Thank you, thank you. We thank you for it before it happens. We thank you for it because we ask you for it, oh God. And you are God to give good gifts unto your children. In Jesus' name, bless First Fruit Prayer Line this morning, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless you, bless you, bless you. What a wonderful day to give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. We are here this morning to make known his deeds, to make known the benefits. Let someone know how God has blessed you, how God has come into your pathway and moved your burdens away, roll the stones away, roll the burdens away, and brought peace and humility into your life. And we are just so humble this morning that we are here on this platform standing on behalf, not in place of, but on behalf of the request made by our chief leader, Ambassador Bernard Johnson. And we just thank God for him this morning. Thank God for him sharing this platform with us today. And we're just here to lift up the name Jesus. We want to speak to the Lord again, hallelujah, and speak to each other. Let them know what God has done for you. Let him know that he has instilled another voice in you, a voice this morning, breath in your body, that you are able to name Jesus. Just give me about a 30-second praise. This is your praise check. Let's do the praise check this morning. This is your praise check. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your wonderful name, Lord. Bless your wonderful name, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
For my family, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, everyone on the road, God. Oh, God,
tripping
them up.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, give them travel and mercy, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Highways and byways, God. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I trust and believe in you, God, that you're going to see them to their destination, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know she's the beginner driver, God. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank
you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Nobody but you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
All right. We got
hallelujah.
We have a
praise
God. We want our praises in our hearts and in our spirits. Amen. 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 Thank God for the high praise. Glory to his name. We are praising God. At this time, we are going to ask Ambassador Julie Hagan for our identification this morning. just to let you know that how many souls are listening, how many souls this broadcast is reaching. It's in your hands, Ambassador Julie Harris. Bless you.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We send some shouts out and honor out to our Chief International Ambassador, our Chief Ambassador Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Betty, to Mother Abby Johnson, Mother to the Nations, to all of the ambassadors, to all the ambassadors-elect, all of the bishops, all the other broadcasters, to all of the leaders, all of the family, and all of the friends, and to each and everyone who are listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagin, and we are live. In the studio, and as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social talk radio in the world.
No, never mind.
We heard literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners right now, all over the world, in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Austria, India, my Lord, you name it, literally all over the world. And we give God the praise for what's happening even now. We thank God for international ambassadors. Him doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And we give God praise. And we want to thank God for you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, for your great filling in today. Thank God for blessing you. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
And then after that, I'm going back home.
God bless you, Pastor Hagin. You said wonderful word and letting us know how many souls are being blessed and benefit. This is why the scriptures say make known his and his benefits to the people. This so full of blessed. So many people benefiting from the prayer line. And we're thanking God. And we do know that someone have their line open, and they may not want us to know their business, but they're telling it to us anyway. So we want to remind you, love, that if you have your line open, business, and be respectful in that way. God bless you. Amen. We want to talk today just a few minutes on the word breakthrough. The word seminar this morning. Let's talk about breakthrough. And I've heard so many miracles, so many praise reports. And if we could just take a few minutes and talk about breakthrough. When you thought your back against the wall, get my clock so the won't break. And I know that many of us have needed a breakthrough. Many of us have asked God, Lord, just give me a breakthrough. If I could just get a breakthrough, if I could get to the point in my life where there was a little sunshine, if I could get from under this cloud, if I could make my way, and think of yourself being lost in a city or area you're not familiar with, and all you need to do is find your way to one street that looks familiar to you. And many times, that's all we need. Just one little breakthrough, one little peek of what God can do for us and what God has done for us. And sometimes we have to look back and count our blessings and see what God has brought us out of in the past in order to have that breakthrough. So let's talk a few minutes on breakthrough. When God give you a breakthrough in your life, when everything seemed like it has come to a halt, when your back is against the wall, your face is against the wall, you don't know where to turn, and seem to be trouble on every side, and suddenly you close your eyes and open them and say a little prayer, and all of a sudden that wall that was in front of you has moved. Let's talk about breakthrough this morning. Who want to be the first one to give us a comment, make a comment on breakthrough.
Well, praise God. Good morning. Was it someone before me?
Go ahead.
Is it okay to go?
Yes, it is. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you first, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. It's such a blessing to hear your voice this morning and to know that you're back with us. Amen. But we know that you were doing a great work for the Lord. But breakthrough. I tell you, I'm up under the ministry of Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton, where he named his outreach ministry Breakthrough. And it has been, amen, the Breakthrough ministry for years. And I tell you, every time I went, I got a breakthrough. And every time I still go, I get a breakthrough. But let me tell you something about breakthrough in my own personal life. Amen. Such a cloud, amen, was over, amen, my husband and I. And when I say my husband and I, because we're one in the spirit. And we went through this about 7 years. I tell you, oh my God, he was, looked like every time he went to the doctor, instead of him getting better, he got worse. The doctor was telling more and more stuff. It just didn't seem like, I felt like this was not fair. I'm just sharing a praise report, and this is how the natural man would think, you know, Lord, this is not fair, you know, and everything. I mean, I didn't say Lord. Sometimes I was scared to put the Lord on it, but my spirit was saying, I'm not, this is not fair. And he went through, and when he went through, looked like I was going through worse because I had to be there and take him to the, I can't tell you all how many times I've been in the emergency room. I lived in the emergency room, and there were times that I could not even be at the VA hospital right down the street from me. When the kidney was given to him, we had to go all the way to Madison, Wisconsin. And those of you that do not know the distance between where I was to Madison, Wisconsin, that was like a 4-hour drive. And this could have been at any given time, any time. I never knew. We would get up Sunday morning, and he would have prepared a message during the week for Sunday, and he would get up and could not even go. And that was during the time we had a broadcast ministry, and I'm so godly thankful to the Lord for Chief Ambassador being able to stay right in his home to do his broadcast. I had to get up and go to the broadcast, and Ambassador Pfeiffer, remember those days, amen, because she was living in this area, and it would be, oh my God, cool winter, whatever weather it was, I had to be there, and I'm not complaining about it at this moment about it, because that was a passion in my heart and a ministry God had placed. But I tell you, so many things went on in the midst of my husband's healing until I never thought that the breakthrough was going to. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm human and flesh like everybody else. Prayed, and I never knew that the breakthrough was right here in the midst of us. And I tell you, I've had many, many things that's happened in the past, but my a praise report and testimony is this one, that I would talk about the make known the deeds of the Lord for the rest of my life. I know I tell people, even in the congregation where I am, I know you all get tired of me talking about that, but if I don't tell the Lord thank you, and if I don't mention his, make known his deeds and how he had a hand on us and how the breakthrough came, I tell you, Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer, and to the people of God, every time I talk about it, there is another breakthrough that comes through in my spirit. This particular breakthrough never gets old to me, because it's a freshness that comes on it every time I talk about it, even on Sunday. Pastor Gary, Dr. Gary, he talked about the same scripture, making your deeds made known among the people, what God has done. And he began to talk about how he wasn't even able to even put his shoes on He couldn't do anything. And you talking about a mighty breakthrough that came to the household of Garrett and Patricia Stern. I tell you, I got more breakthroughs to get, but this maxed them out all. And I thank God for the breakthrough. And the breakthrough came because we stayed steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, doing the work of the Lord still. And still to this day, my husband never tell people that I'm not feeling well. He always say I'm still living. It's by the grace of God. And I tell you, this breakthrough that God gave us is a treasure to my heart. It's a treasure to the God that I serve. So I just wanted to share that little with you. I've had many, many breakthroughs, but this one is my bonus, is my prize, and I thank God. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and to the people of God this morning. I had a moment there, but that's okay. I say to God be the glory, because God knows that the breakthrough came through him blessing us, and we stayed abide in the true vine. You got to stay in the true vine in order to get your breakthrough. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. We enjoyed that. We enjoyed that. And God bless you for this sermon, because anytime you are steadfast and stay connected to the vine, God will give you a breakthrough. You cannot be wishy-washy. It's almost like going to high school, dropping in and out. At the end of the year, something's going to be missing, and you're not going to walk across that stage. So we thank God. It's just that we have to apply this to our spiritual life. Praise God. Every situation we go through in the natural, we have to apply it to the spiritual life. Because why? We know that the things that God brought us from is not what he wants us to continue to go through. He wants to give us a breakthrough so you can have a testimony from the things that he has brought you out of. And that's just a blessing. I was very to know that this is such an impact yet upon your life and yet so close and touching to your spirit that it yet gives you that double anointing every time you talk about it. God bless you. Mother Johnson, were you trying to get in there?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, and I wanted to say something about the breakthrough. Oh, he was talking about Mother Johnson from other places. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
You're the right one.
I want to say good morning to Dr. Feist, all of these big names. I have to leave them off because I don't, honey. But now some. But I want to say to each of you and all of you, Dr. Stern and all of you, I'm just so happy and glad to be among the saints of God and be alive where I can say something about this breakthrough, because I've been there and done that, and I tell you, it's a wonderful feeling to come through when you've been bound so long. And I praise and honor the Lord because he brought me through. I thank God I was going through and praying and fasting that God would break the yokes and allow us to move up a little bit. We were down in a hole we couldn't come out of, seemingly. A young married woman, and my God, my husband's making plenty of money, but bills was all 4 months behind, and folks was calling, and I tell you, I just went on a fast, just fasting, Lord, long fasting, asking the Lord to just take control and fix things like it should be, and the Lord spoke to me just fast and pray. I fast and pray until the Lord began to bind the devil and cast him out, and when he got through with it, well, everything was just wonderful, and the money came in, and we could pay our bills and live like people ought to live. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I went through so long and behind 3 or 4 months with the bills. But God knew how to break through, how to break that yoke. And he broke that yoke. And then he began to bring that money home where we could live like folks. And so many times in sickness, God has broke the yoke. And I tell you, I sure enough needed breakthroughs. Laying flat on my back, 6 weeks at a time and couldn't turn right neither left. But every time I'd open my eyes, I had a thank you, Lord, on my tongue and in my mouth. I just thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And the Lord kept my pains from being so severe. And it finally blessed, broke through and healed my body many times. I just thank God. I know about the breakthrough because God knows he brought me through so many hard trials and tribulations, but I thank God for every one of them. It taught me some sense how to live for the Lord and wait on him. And I tell you, if you're going through and you're in pain or you're suffering a poverty and all of these things, you learn how to wait on God. He will bring you through. You'll get your breakthrough if you learn how to wait on God. Let us learn how to wait on the Lord, because we shall, our strength will be renewed. And all they that wait upon the Lord shall be, I tell you, shall be renewed. And I tell you, our Lord renewed me through waiting on him. I'm still waiting on him. Thank the Lord for many things. God is in the blessing business. Blessing the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrows with it. And pray for Mother Justin. God, get the glory out of my life. God bless each of you.
Bless you, young lady, for those words of encouragement, because I heard something in what you were saying. You said fasting. You went on a fast.
Yes, yes.
My God. A fasting is our spiritual connection to heaven. When you see that connection to heaven, when you think Dr. Stearns mentioned it, and when you think you're not connected to that vine, you go on a fast.
Yes.
Deny yourself. And see, you will feel that connection to heaven. You will feel yourself being reconnected. And it's a good thing to do, because many times when you don't feel yourself, you shake, you shake, you shake, you don't feel anything, fast. It's not that the Lord is not there. It's so many times we have omitted things that that's why when we pray for repentance, we pray, Lord, forgive us for the things we've done and the things we don't know that we didn't do. Because we omit and don't know it.
Man.
And we know it and just overlook it, because it's easier for us to not to do it. But fast. Amen. That's your spiritual connection to heaven. If you want to hear from God, go on a fast. Amen. That's why Ambassador Johnson, have us fasting all the time. Amen. Because that will keep the prayer line connected to heaven. God bless you. Someone else want to share on the word breakthrough, how God delivered you and gave you a breakthrough. And I know everybody has had them. Everybody has had a breakthrough in life. God bless you. No.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, this is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Smith. I've enjoyed everything I have heard. And I begin to reflect on just times in my life within the last 15 years of situations that I've had to go through. I've been in an accident where it almost taken my life out, and I thank God for that. And I remember once again when I was hospitalized because of food poisoning, was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and they just couldn't seem to find out what it actually was. And I thank God for that. And I went through a period, and I'm talking about pains. It seemed like it was just kept coming in my life.